This is All Things Considered from NPR News. Guy Raz is away. I'm Mike Pesca. As soon as the Constitution starts delineating what it is the Congress can and can't do, the first power mentioned is the power to tax. In Washington these days, there is agreement on extending existing tax cuts to about 98% of earners. President Obama says these tax cuts could get done tomorrow.
Doesn't it make sense for us to move forward with the tax cuts that we all agree on?
Ah, but it's the other 2% that we're arguing about. House Leader John Boehner points out that extending tax cuts for all is an increasingly bipartisan position.
It's clear that there's a growing chorus of Democrats here in Washington who agree with Republicans that raising taxes on anyone, especially small businesses, is the wrong thing to do in a struggling economy.
There's dissent.
I think that that is a very, very dumb idea.
That's Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont. He's not with the 31 House Democrats who sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi calling for an extension of tax cuts for earners making more than $250,000 a year. In a moment, Adam Davidson from NPR's Planet Money will drop some economic knowledge on us. But first, we wanted to talk to one of the House members who signed the letter. Utah's Jim Matheson is such a person. So, Congressman, you make what, $174,000 a year?
That's the congressional salary.
I make like half that. Why are we even talking about the richest 2 or 3% of America? Why is it so important to give them tax cuts?
There's more to it than what you said in your question, actually, because these rates also apply to a lot of small businesses around the country. So we got to be careful when we say it's just wealthy individuals. And I know $250,000 of income is a lot of money for an individual, but if you're a small business with 10 or 12 employees and your overall income's about $250,000, it doesn't seem like the right thing to have tax rates go up.
So are you thinking that will have a short-term stimulus effect, do you reckon?
Not only I think that, but the Congressional Budget Office said so in the last 2 weeks. It's a nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. It said that if you extend these tax cuts for a year, it will have a positive impact on gross domestic product growth, and it will have a positive impact on job creation and lower the unemployment rate. And quite frankly, you know, just recently retired head of Office of Management and Budget, Peter Orszag, who is a real deficit hawk, he's advocated for an extension of them as well as a short-term step to take relative to where our economy is right now.
Republicans have intimated that they will let all the tax cuts expire before they let these tax cuts that we're talking about for the wealthy expire. What about you? Do you want to extend all the tax cuts, but if you can't get them, would you vote the other tax cuts down?
Well, I'm not here to speak for everyone who signed the letter, but personally, I think that if I was presented with the choice of either voting to extend the middle class only or not, I would vote to do that, of course. I don't think that's the best step to take for the current circumstance that our economy is in right now. But sure, I would vote for that if that was the only choice in front of me.
Adam Davidson of NPR's Planet Money has been studying issues of taxation, looking at these arguments. Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
We're having this huge, colossal fight over a tax rate of 35% for the very richest people going up to 39.6%. That's like 4.6%, and that's enough to cause this country to get into this huge kerfuffle. Why?
You know, my area is economics, and I don't think that there's any core basic economic view that tells you that 35% is good and 39.6% is bad or the other way around.
Right.
I think most of the heat here is, you know, is politics.
But what about a kind of earner who it's good to tax versus a kind of earner who it's not good to tax?
Yeah, and here we really have to figure out what problem we're talking about. If you are of the view that there should be a stimulus, then you want to give any benefits you can to poor people. Now, you don't want to do that necessarily because you think poor people deserve it or you think that's more just. It's simply a math problem. The poorer you are, the more likely you are to spend any additional dollar in revenue that you get. Whereas the richer you are, the more likely you are to take that dollar and put it into savings. And so if what you want to accomplish, which, you know, President Obama and many Democrats want to accomplish, is to get people spending money, then you want the tax cut to go to poorer people.
Right. Because if you're giving it to people who can't even pay their bills, they'll at least pay their bills. And if you give it to people with a cushion like the rich, well, they just might sock it away. But wait a minute. I always hear that if you give it to the very rich people, they're the ones who are going to invest it in a business, or they're the ones who are going to put capital to use or put it in the stock market. So what about that?
So exactly, Mike. But that's a longer term issue. That's not a short term, you know, this year, next year problem. That's a 5-year, 10-year, 20-year, 40-year. In that case, when it comes to taxes, it does seem, you know, based on economic history, that higher taxes on rich people, higher taxes on small business owners does tend to suppress entrepreneurial activity. So that would argue in favor of giving the tax cut to the rich. But there's another problem that we have right now, which is massive deficits.
Right.
So if we don't raise enough taxes to lower the deficit, then that can also stifle growth. So this, you know, is fueled by a century of intense intellectual battles. I would guess that even 10 years from now, even 20 years from now, it will be hard to look back at the data and piece out what was the impact of taxation. This is simply not a big enough move that it's really clear.
Well, speaking of peace out. Adam Davidson of NPR's Planet Money. Thanks, Adam.
Peace out, Mike.
Maybe the most important number isn't 35 or 39.6, it's 8. If 8 more Democrats sign on with the 31 who told Nancy Pelosi they endorse extending the tax cuts for the wealthy, that'll constitute a majority of the House. Congressman Jim Matheson says assuming no Republicans defect, 8 is enough.
There are several other Democrats who have indicated they have the same interest. Some didn't sign the letter because they didn't think the letter was strong enough. They want to go farther than just a 1-year extension, quite frankly. But I do think that there is a chunk of folks within the Democratic caucus who, on a short-term basis, are very concerned about where our economic circumstance is today, and they're prepared to extend, at least for some period of time, the tax cuts.
So 8 or more Democrats are quietly giving you the thumbs up in the halls
yes.
of Congress, saying they're
Absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely. Yes,
right.
They are.
Congressman Jim Matheson of Utah's 2nd District, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.